talk show station. Just talk, talk. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ICRA.
Operation Unite Education and Cultural Arts Center offers a wide spectrum of programs to community youth.
The Youth in Action Youth Empowerment Program helps teens to acquire job readiness and leadership skills and understand local government. The academic program supports youth with tutoring and college prep experiences for their future in higher education.
Together, we participate in a variety of programs that broaden our perspectives, such as music, dance, theater, and cultural celebrations.
For more information, call us at 518-828-3612.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Rebecca Borer of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. Woo. We gon' blow like, yeah.
I'm whipping them.
Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so fitted. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah,
I'm on get it. Watch me move. This is selling. That's a tool.
Yeah.
All my
my Kodak. Woo. Black. Ooh, know that. Yeah. Ooh, get it. Yeah. Yeah. 100 bands. Contraband.
I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baka.
Blah. Ooh, America. I just checked my following. Listen. You got the told me.
Mama told me. Get your money.
Black man.
Get your money. Black man.
Black man.
Get your money.
Wake up. Up you wake. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice. The world's only 12-hour strong man on the air. Here on We Love Radio, 108 FM. The last on your dial, but first in your heart. And that's the truth, Root. Here I am. Am I here? You know it. It, you know. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy doing the nasty to your ears. Your ears to the nasty. Eyes only play the platters that matter. The matters they platter. And that's the Taruk Root.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy, you're listening to We Love Radio.
Doing the yin and the yang, the hip and the hop. The stupid fresh thing, the flippity flop. Oh! I have today's forecast for you. Hot! The color for today is black. That's right, black, so you can absorb some of these rays and save that heat for winter. So you want to get on out there, wear that black, and be involved. Also, today's temperature is going to rise up over 100 degrees, so that's a Jerry Curl alert. That's right, Jerry Curl alert. If you have a Jerry Curl, stay in the house, or you'll end up with a permanent plastic helmet on your head forever.
Job, get this dance. You about to lose your job because you are detaining me for nothing. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. Get this dance. You about to lose your job.
I'm Martinez.
You about to lose your job. Get this dance. You about to lose your job. Get this dance. You about to lose your job because you are detaining me for nothing.
We sincerely ask your forgiveness, O God, with the hope that you will still use us to help restore right relations in places of hatred and division.
Hey, break it down now. Break it down now.
So many people are wondering, like, why have fires and why loop and why do all this stuff? Like, what's it gonna really change? But you know, from the way I see it, is for decades, black people and people of color have been just speaking, asking, and pleading for change. But now, after being left speechless by a horrific video that we all saw, I think now we can't just simply speak. We gotta do.
Right now,
Ain't you could say it was a good day. At least a little better than the day in Baltimore. Does anybody hear us pray for Michael Brown or Freddie Gray? Peace is more than the absence of war.
Programming to bring you up to date on a developing situation in Los Angeles.
People should already know that we all need justice and we all need equality. This stuff doesn't make sense because police brutality and gun violence has been a problem ever since that the Africans have came to America.
Hello everyone, my name is Salma Ibrahim and I'm a young half Egyptian Muslim American. And I want to speak to my fellow white people and non-black people of color. And I'm going to let you all know, we have to do better.
This is what George Floyd was at. And he screamed, I can't breathe.
For his mother.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
No justice for George Floyd.
George Floyd!
nothing to do with me. Because I don't beef and agree or disagree. I stay completely neutral.
These are kids right here.
Yes, they are. Whatever they're doing, I'm fully for it. I'm not for or against it. But they're beeping at me saying, your business is going down. I would be calm. I work two jobs, bust my ass. Because I didn't beat.
Inside the White House, where Donald Trump is about to speak, it's getting a bit tense.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. We've just had to run about a block as police moved in. We've been fired at with rubber bullets. My cameraman has been hit. We've also seen tear gas being used. Here we go, they're moving through again. This is exactly what it looks like. Exactly what it looks like. We're just staying safely.
Oh,
whoa.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill. You need to cool that shit out. And that's the double truth, Ruth.
Washington. We've also seen it in Albany. I also seen it in North Carolina. They're painting Black Lives Matter on these streets and stuff like that. My question to the panel is, are you okay with that, or is this just a visual band-aid to hold us off and to make everybody feel okay for right now? J-Mac, I'll start with you. I'm pretty sure that this means a lot to you, being from the younger group, that Black Lives Matter in Albany on Lark Street. I'm pretty sure that means a lot.
I do think it is a good thing, but I do kind of do also feel that it could be a visual band-aid. Maybe not right now, but it's, I don't know. I do like it, but I don't know. Something about it just, I don't know. But I do think it is a good thing. I'm just kind of 50-50 on it.
Ed Mac?
I appreciate it. I don't think of it as a band-aid or some sort of substance that's solving or problem solving from that perspective. But I appreciate it. And I love the fact that here in Charlotte on Tryon, which is, you know, one of our main thoroughfares, we utilize our local artists to actually do it. So it wasn't just done in yellow per se or something like that. Like there was some community purpose to it. So I can appreciate it. But I, you know, as far as, you know, something moving the goalposts, you know, that's whatever.
Brother Bill.
So for me, you know, I guess the painted monikers are necessary. And I think the younger generation like them, but for me, you know, what would be beneficial for me is the places that we frequent. If I walked into a Walmart and saw a Black manager, or walked into, you know, Burger King or Lowe's or one of these places and see Black managers present, I think that speaks louder to the movement versus, you know, them getting away with painting our name somewhere and thinking that they actually did something for us.
Jake?
Look, I appreciate it. And I think that there's nothing wrong with visual reminders, because people do tend to forget. But I also think that this round of protests has been very different. Black Lives Matter, for the most part, suffered from some real credibility issues. People thought that it was a radical organization and it was really misunderstood. Now, when I drive through certain neighborhoods where I live, I see Black Lives Matter signs on the front lawns of people who don't look like me. Mm. Now, when you see footage of a Black Lives Matters rally, you see sometimes a majority of people who don't look like me. You see people in towns that rarely even deal with racial issues having Black Lives Matter rallies. So I think that it's a sign that Black Lives Matter has transcended. It is now accepted and supported by people who don't just look like us. And it's good to have an organization that is responsive to our younger people, because I'm not criticizing the NAACP or the National Urban League, but our young people, for whatever reason, have not gravitated to those platforms. And now to have a platform that they started, right, that they have really driven to mainstream acceptance, should hopefully tell them that their voice really matters.
Dope. Mr. Mayor?
That's a good alley-oop. So, yeah, you know, right now I'm looking into getting that done potentially on Front Street. You know, I've reached out to the organization who actually was a part of getting it done in Albany. So it's something that a lot of young people have brought to my attention, tagging me on all social medias. And, you know, I think when the young people take notice of stuff, you got to go after it and you got to show them something. And plus, you know, a lot of them, young men and women of color, to see that and to know that they asked for it and it's here, and, you know, this is a movement that's continuing to have a big push, because usually these things come, people protest, and then a week later it's on to the next, you know, topic. So I'm excited about that. You know, I'm hoping, you know, we'll get it done, and we'll put it at Front Street, and it'll be something, you know, our city that's, you know, we're pushing this agenda strong.
Mayor,
we can have a paint party now. All we need is a can of paint and some brushes.
Yeah, I know. And that's, you know, I want it to be professional. I see all the other cities, right. Like, it all looks right. Good. Well, I want it to look good.
Which will help end systemic racism. We must do what is right to make this world a better place. Our kids deserve it. So spread love, because enough is enough.
Now, the news and weather. Our mayor has commissioned a Blue Ribbon panel, and I quote, to get to the bottom of last night's disturbance. The city of New York will not let property be destroyed by anyone, end quote. His honor plans to visit our block today. Maybe he should hook up with our own, the mayor, buy him a beer. Your love daddy says, register to vote. The election is coming up.
I'm so mad I can't leave. Young black, not free, always has been a thing. Gone to school for history, listening to history. Is it for you or me? Seems like they're covering. Eyes and mouth, they're shutting. But you can't steal from me. Police has been looting, burning down our communities, taking stuff from families. Like we don't need a thing, making me angry. So I'm gonna take a step back and just... Let's go, everybody.
The challenge has been made for every college in the United States to start a scholarship for new young black leaders of community service.
First of all, I'd like to ask you, just what would Jesus do in this case? It says like, Father, have mercy and grace upon us, O Lord, because we are truly in trouble. Lord, we have broken something again, and it doesn't look like we'll be able to fix it. We gather here today to vent our feelings, not through violence or hostility, but in unity and together in peace. We don't fight that what has happened was right, but the answers will not come by fire on the outside, but only fire on the inside, which is called love. Excuse me.
A bullet from the back of a bush took Medgar Evers' blood. A finger fired the trigger to his name. A handle hit out in the dark. A hand sent the spark. Two eyes took the aim behind a man's brain. But he can't be blamed. He's only a pawn in that game. The South politician preaches to the poor white man. You got more than the blacks, don't complain. You're better than them, you've been born with white skin, they explain. And the Negro's name is used, it is plain, for the politician's gain as he rises to fame. And the poor white remains on the caboose of the train, so it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in that game. The deputy sheriffs, the soldiers, the governors get paid. And the marshals and cops get the same. But the poor white man's used in the hands of them all like a tool. He's taught in his school from the start by the rule that the laws are with him to protect his white skin, to keep up his hate, so he never thinks straight about the shape that he's in, so it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in that game. From the poverty shacks, he looks from the cracks to the tracks, and the hoofbeats pound in his brain. And he's taught how to walk in a pack, shoot in the back with his fist in a clinch, to hang and to lynch, to hide neath a hood, to kill with no pain, like a dog on a chain. He ain't got no name, but it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. Today Medgar Evers was buried from the bullet he caught. They're lowering him down as a king. But when the shadowy sun sets on the one that fired the gun, you'll see by his grave on the stone that remains, carved next to his name, his epitaph plain, only a pawn in that game.
Thank you. southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant South, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the tree to dry.
My people, what can I say? Say what I can. I saw it, but I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it, what I saw. Are we gonna live together? Together, are we gonna live? This is your Mr. Senior Love Daddy talking to you from We Love Radio 108 FM on your dial. And that's the triple truth, Ruth. Today's weather... hot! Wake up!
Survive America.
We love Roll Call, y'all. Boogie Down Productions, Rob Bass, Dana Dane, Molly Marr, Olatunji, Chuck D, Ray Charles, EPMD, EU, Alberta Hunter, Run DMC, Stetsasonic, Sugar Bear, John Coltrane, Big Daddy Kane, Salt and Pepper, Luther Vandross, McCoy Tyner, Biz Marquee, New Edition, Otis Redding, Anita Baker, Thelonious Monk, Marcus Miller, Branford Marcellus, James Brown, Wayne Shorter, Tracy Chapman, Miles Davis, Force MDs, Oliver Nelson, Fred Wesley, Maceo, Janet Jackson, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, George Clinton, Count Basie, M. Toomey, Stevie Wonder, Bobby McFerrin, Dexter Gordon, Sam Cooke, Parliament Funkadelic, Al Jarreau, Teddy Pendergrass, Joe Williams, Wynton Marsalis, Phyllis Hyman, Sade, Sarah Vaughan, Roland Kirk, Keith Sweat, Cool Moe Dee, Prince, Ella Fitzgerald, Diana Reeves, Aretha Franklin, Bob Marley, Bessie Smith, Whitney Houston, Dionne Warwick, Steel Pulse, Little Richard, Mahalia Jackson, Jackie Wilson, Cannonball and Nat Adderley, Quincy Jones, Marvin Gaye, Charles Mingus, and Mary Lou Williams. We want to thank you all for making our lives just a little brighter here on We Love Radio.
0, 6, 3, 2, 6, 3, 8, 9, 5, 1, 3, 8, 9, 5, 1, 2, 6, 0, 1, 4, 2, 6, 0, 1, 4, 8, 0, 9, 4, 7, 8, 0, 9, 4, 7, 0, 0, 3, 2, 1, 0, 0, 3, 2, 1, 6, 5, 2, 9, 7, 6, 5, 2, 9, 7, 9, 8, 5, 0, 7, 9, 8, 5, 0, 7, 7, 0, 7, 7, 8, 7, 0, 7, 7, 8, 8, 7, 0, 0, 8, 8, 7, 0, 0, 8, 1, 8, 4, 1, 8, 4, 2, 7, 2, 7, 0,